Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, am I the jerk for not inviting my in-laws to Thanksgiving?
That's problematic.
Yeah. I'd say so. Allie and DZ. I've been married for 6 years, he says. He.
My boy.
I've been married for 6 years, but I've been in with my wife for over 10.
Okay.
I want to be nice about this, but I don't really know if there's any way to be nice about it.
You didn't start off very good. but we're listening.
Her family annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
They're tacky. They're rude. They're obnoxious. And they always start a fight.
Dang.
I come from a family that's more quiet, less confrontational. We don't really talk about the conflicts like her family does. And I've had enough of the crazy Thanksgivings.
Hmm.
So now that we've spent the last few years with all the drama, I just don't want to deal with it anymore.
You out.
So I invited my family over since I do all the cooking and not hers. Now that November's here, her family asked.
Does you doing the cooking matter? That was my first thought. Okay, I'm still listening.
Maybe not. I guess if you're cooking.
You're the one feeding, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, her family has asked now that November's here. And I told my wife they're not invited.
You ain't even talk about it. Okay.
She said I'm a jerk, but I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just can't stand her family. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not inviting my in-laws to Thanksgiving?
Yo, my guy. I mean, used to 10 toes on it.
Yowzas.
Wow.
See, you know, listen.
What? I'm listening.
I can't really get into this. You're the married one on the show.
I mean, but you were married.
I loved my in-laws, so it's so hard for me. I mean, not that they do things that get on your nerves. Don't get me wrong.
All in-laws,
but
come
I genuinely enjoyed my in-laws when I was married. I had no issues. Now, maybe if we'd been married a lot longer, those issues might have piled up over the years as you get to know people. But I enjoyed them, honestly.
Right.
But a lot of people can't stand their in-laws. This is like I mean, everybody loves Raymond. That show came about because people can't stand their in-laws.
It was that popular.
That's a show about hating your in-laws, but dealing with them, right?
And a lot of people missed that.
It was so funny. So I guess, you know, I don't know. What do you think?
But here, I do definitely agree. I've got no problem with my in-laws.
Yeah.
Erin's got no problem with her in-laws.
With your family.
My family, right? Now,
it works.
You know, my family's separate, so we're not necessarily seeing my mom and dad at the same time, whatever.
It helps when they're not living near you either.
It does. It definitely does.
That makes
a
big difference.
But like you said, bro, each family has its quirks where you're like, I roll this, or okay, here we go that, right? Both families, mm-hmm. on both ends. And if you're lying, or if you're saying you don't, you're lying.
Yeah,
I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
That being said, you chose to marry into that family. And if you married your partner without knowing that family, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Personal mm-hmm. opinion. But I can disrespect you for saying, as the person that's cooking, as the person that's feeding, as the person who's technically hosting.
Yeah.
I get to decide who's coming
so
to eat.
So you're saying not the jerk.
Think about Thanksgiving.
It's his wife's family, dude.
And I'm crazy for saying this. I get it.
Come on. Actually, I kind of agree with you, though.
He's being rude. Is he being rude? Yeah. Yes. But is he jerky for standing on business and saying year Not after really. Year, there's problems. Year after year, I'm cooking. Year after year, mm-hmm. something arises and it ruins Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful. And this being Colombian is something I learned in this country, mm-hmm. right? Because we don't have Thanksgiving in Colombia. Yeah. We Halloween, Christmas, mm-hmm. boom, back to back. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays because I learned here growing up, it's about not just, you know, breaking bread, sharing food, but it's about spending time with loved ones, regardless of those quirks. Mm-hmm. But sometimes those quirks are too much for you to handle. And if that's you're true. The person that's breaking the bread, and if you're the person that's breaking your back to make all that food,
dude.
I can't call you the jerk for saying, I don't want people that are going to be unhappy and make a very happy, thankful day unhappy and
DC,
unblessed.
Don't you remember me talking about how my brother-in-law in New York, Mark, who's Australian, like always avoids us because my family's loud and yeah. boisterous and fights and gets into all these, you know, loud conversations, and he just hides because I can tell he thinks he's obnoxious.
It.
And he's been married to my sister long enough. He's like, I can't stand this family. They're so loud.
Yeah, but he's not telling y'all not to come.
Well, he can't.
Who's to say that?
See what I mean? I see what you're saying because it's their house.
Who's to say that? One year he goes, y'all can't come. Nope.
Somebody,
foot down.
Somebody texted in, I wish I had the balls to do this to my in-laws. You guys are funny.
Are we going there? Uh-oh.
Somebody else said jerk. I haven't talked to my in-laws since COVID, and even I think this is jerky. Oscar and Wind Lake. Wait, Oscar, you haven't talked to your in-laws in 5 years, and you're calling this jerky? Come on.
Hey, jerky turkey.
Come on. All right, 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving? He said they're annoying, they're loud, they fight, they're obnoxious. I'm out, dude.
They ruin the day. They don't make it thankful. They make it unblessed. Why would I want them there?
He said, I'm cooking, so I didn't invite him. And now my wife's upset, but he invited his family.
Yeah, that's
Somebody
the tough
said,
part.
Not the jerk. Healthy boundaries are necessary. And then right above that, yep, big old booty head jerk.
Booty head jerk. Was that Mila?
No, it was Bella. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're going to talk to you guys next. The texts are coming in, and so are the calls.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Whoever texted in, tis the time to be thankful, not stressed.
True.
See?
True, but thankful for the family you have sometimes. Or not.
All right, so he wants to know if he's a jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving because he can't stand them. He said they're obnoxious, tacky, rude. They always start fights, and my family's not like that. So he invited his family. He's cooking, but not his wife's family, and now she's upset, obviously.
He's handling the food. He's the one feeding. He's the one that's being thankful.
Well, let's go to Sari and Racine. She has something to say about this. Hi, Sari. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. Do you think that he's a jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving?
Honestly, I think he is a jerk. Like, if I was the wife, my feelings would be extremely hurt.
I hear
like,
that.
You
don't care about my family?
Right. And you see my in-laws, one or two times a year for holidays?
We don't know.
We don't know how often they see him. Maybe they see him all the time.
You never know.
Maybe they do see him all the time, and he's like, come on, can I get the holidays
to chill?
They
could be neighbors. They could live in a different state. Like,
true.
We don't know. I wish he would have said that, man.
And it feels like they live not close, though, because I agree with what Suri's saying. It feels like they don't see them enough, and he's just going, nope, not going to deal with it.
Lisa and Stalla said kind of the same thing. How many times a year do we have to see him? A few hours to save face? You guys, a lot of families spend a lot of time with their in-laws.
If you're like, for example, like Aaron's family, they all live basically on the same street. I mean, for real, they've got three families on one street, you know? So they might be really close, seeing each other all the time.
Why are you calling in saying they don't ever see each other, Sari? That's your experience.
That's how it felt. That's how it felt.
Oh, got it.
Let me be real. Yeah. Half my family died. So it's only like my aunt and my sister left on the street.
Okay.
Yeah, I still think that's jerky, man. If my husband did that,
you'd be hurt regardless.
Somebody said he's the jerk. The only thing he's a jerk for is not talking to his wife about it before he made the decision.
That I do agree with.
There's no clear communication.
He
was just like, nope, that's it.
Heard.
Not invited
that.
Nick. That's what I'm naming him.
Not invited
not
Nick.
Not invited Nick. There he did you go. Not invite anyone. All right. Saree, thanks for calling. You have a good day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, next up is a fan favorite, and we haven't heard his voice in a minute.
Where's he been?
Out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. It's Santino.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. What am I?
Hey, Santino. All right, jerk or not the jerk.
Miss Allie.
How, you know, he didn't invite his in-laws to Thanksgiving. How do we feel about this, Santino?
I said hi.
Okay, you said hi, honey. Not the jerk.
Whoa, you're going the opposite.
Oh.
He's going the opposite. Yeah, listen. Okay.
Okay.
Listen.
Hell yeah.
You said they've been married for 6.
Yeah.
Together for 10.
Yeah.
Correct.
So we don't know the family dynamics. We don't understand what happened.
Yep.
But if he made an executive decision, she had to be on board because she would have fought it.
There's a ooh.
Oh, well, she's not happy with them. I don't know if she fought it. But
she ain't fight it enough.
She does come from a confrontational family.
I do hear where Santino's going. Say, yeah. Listen, it's not the fact that he didn't have a conversation, but whatever happened that the conversation didn't have or didn't happen is because it was big enough.
Right.
So when he made the decision, she didn't fight it because she knew. She knew why.
Yeah. Right.
Dang, Santino.
Crazy, right?
That's a little too real for some people to swallow, for real.
And that's okay. I see it. I'm from a huge family, like 11 kids. My wife has her siblings, but my thing is I'm going to protect my peace and my family's peace.
First
of all, if you're coming in and destroying that, I don't have time for it.
That's exactly what the person texted. It's time to be thankful, not stressed out. It's the holidays, you know, and so many people are stressed out at the holidays because of family.
Yep, not even just spending or none of that. Yeah, the family adds, yeah.
One more question. We don't know if the prelude or the ending of it, like, is the wife anxious before or after? Like, it could put a whole lot of stress on the family. He's probably like, I'm done. No, you don't have to deal with this. I'm not dealing with it. Done.
Santino, what if she is stressed? And since it is her family, her blood, she's like, we got to deal with it. But she might end up being grateful at the end of it. This sounds crazy,
or
but I
hear it. Or she's
going
to miss her family and stare at his the whole day. And that's what would make him the jerk. Awkward.
Yeah, yeah. It's either going to be a resurrection or some resentment.
Pretty much. Santino said not the jerk, though.
Yeah.
This is impressive. I didn't see you going that way. He says protect your space and your family, and, you know, you're going to be stressed out otherwise.
I didn't think the family man was going there, but I hear exactly what he's saying, because he's saying me and mine are first and foremost, always, no matter what.
Yeah.
Right? We can't have 10 alleys in the house.
We cap at 8.
Oh, really? Now, you're putting me in the in-law lady? Okay, forget you, Santino.
Bye, man. Peace, bro.
Why can't we have 10 alleys in the place?
Hey, Santino said it, not me.
You, Santino.
I hung up on him.
You're right. There's only room for one of me. That's right. John's in Mequon. He's going to be our tiebreaker today. Is not invited Nick the jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving. Hey, John.
John
in Mequon.
No, he's a cool John. Not
morning,
you.
Morning.
He's a working man. He's not
John.
A rich man.
Well, yeah, something like that.
If I find out you got a mansion over there,
John?
In Mequon, I'm coming for you, John. You better not be pretending like you're a working man.
Because you don't sound snooty.
I offered a date. You said no.
You did?
Wait.
When did you ask me out?
Look at Allie. She said, hold on.
When did you ask me out, John?
Chill out.
I've been looking for a Mequon man.
Hey, this isn't dumpster fire, but no, he's not the jerk.
I can't.
Sorry, Nick.
Not the jerk.
Nick.
We got to circle back.
We got to circle back. I got sidetracked there. Okay, so Nick.
Yeah, you did.
This guy.
Are you flirting? Character.
Yes. Yes, he is.
So am I. Okay, so Nick.
Let me leave. Excuse me.
No, please don't.
In a second, after
don't
we finish, I'm a jerk.
No, seriously, Nick, you are going with Santino, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
No way.
I mean, it's the fellas. Of course it's the fellas.
Wow.
No, because agreeing with Santino is basically I've been there, done that. You know, I got somewhat of a large family myself, and a lot of them have passed.
Okay.
And I was actually with my woman for 20 years, married 15 of it.
Wow.
And then turned around. It was just like, you know, the guy wrote in was the fact that
there's fights. You can't do anything about it. But of course, once they leave, you're the one, the spouse is the one that's going to take the repercussion of all the complaints.
And then that affects your marriage because, I feel that even when I was married, that's so relatable. Like, we would get into fights after we left our families over other things.
The energy's all charged up.
I'd be mad about it. It wouldn't even, we're fighting.
For your family, making everything perfect for everybody's eyes, and then everybody's like, oh man, so it's just great. And then all of a sudden, and turn around, it just goes to basically everything just going down.
Down the drain. Down the drain,
But, I mean, it's no different than, you know, like what Santino says. Like, you don't know how many times a year you see them. I saw my in-laws almost once a month, twice a month, and it was just annoying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I still got to put on that pretty face and be like, yep, everything's fine.
Because it's family.
And then once they leave, it's like, dude, why'd they come over here to complain about everything?
Well, it's like your siblings, only you're not blood related. You're related through marriage.
It's the family.
So with your
siblings,
you put up with it. But with your in-laws, you're like, get out.
Bye.
Yeah. I mean, it's no different than like if they have a sibling rivalry or anything like that. Like what we talked about, you know, a month ago at least. But, you know, it was the same thing that I... ex-wife's sister would always belittle her every single time she was there, but she always just held her tongue because she was the younger
sister.
And turned around after she left, she'd be like, why does she do that? And I was like, why do you have her over?
Boy, too many. You work in too many solutions,
you know,
my guy.
I like the way you think. Keep calling, John.
Use just mentalist and DM her too, okay?
me, not the wife.
Not the wife. You know who I meant, John. We'll holler soon, bro. You are funny, man, and smart. Like it, man.
Yeah.
All right,
maybe,
John.
One of these days I'll be on dumpster fire for you.
Maybe.
If that's a goal, have at it. I mean, there's room for more men on dumpster fire.
You keep talking like that, you end up dating both of us.
I'm not kidding. OB called me last night and asked me to hang out this week. You better slide in before somebody else does, John.
Better get in where you fit in and join the roster before the trade deadline.
Have a good day.
You too, brother. Peace, man. Talk soon.
All right. Todd from Mequon just texted in. John is not the real Mequon. This is Todd in Mequon.
Todd taking offense.
Forget you guys. All right, dude, it was not the jerk. I did not know which way it was going to go.
No.
Because honestly, I could have seen it go either way, but everybody says Nick is not the jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving.
We're family oriented. We're big on, like, you know, always your family, this, that, but you are protecting your family. You are protecting your peace. And in some convoluted, weird, backwards way, you're probably protecting your wife too, because you know what it does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles, as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Like the last two callers. Like Santino, like
Protecting
John was saying.
Bro, protect,
and going, I know what this does to affect you. Mm-hmm. You're not good from this afterwards. I'm going to hold us down.
Totally.
I see it.
Absolutely.
Do I agree? I don't know, but I see it. I see it.
Well, it's not the jerk, and that's final.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.